They have different names to them. Stone Mountain, Click is Sweet, but I really don't know all the names.
You mentioned Cantaloupe Mall. Do you have any other name for that?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard the term mushmelon or muskmelon?
I have heard that.
You know what it refers to? Is it for a kind of melon that's not
round? I think they're just a different type of variety. A cantaloupe is round, and it seemed like a muskmelon was an oblong shape. About the same flavor of a cantaloupe, but it was.
And the kind of thing that maybe springs up, small umbrella-shaped things that grow in down shelves on the cellars or in the shades, something like that.
That's a mushroom.
Mm-hmm. The ones that grow right here, are they good to eat?
No, they're not.
Have you got any other name for them? Maybe they come out of the yard?
Toad stew.
Toad stew, yeah. Let's see. What about the kind of corn that's ground up?
That's meal.
Or the kind that you eat, maybe that you eat with served with salt and pepper and butter or gravy, you know, ground corn or white.
Hominy?
Mm-hmm. Or what else is the most famous southern dish around?
Grits.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between hominy and grits?
Well now, hominy, to me, you take the grain of corn, you shed it off the cob, and you go through a process of getting that hard covering off of it and cook it. That it's real tender. And then grits is the grain of corn ground up. It's coarser than meal.
You people big grits eaters? You like grits?
Well, we have grits now and then, we know.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite foods.
Breakfast food here in the South.
Yeah, I'm crazy about grits, and it's funny how people, you know, outside the South kid you about that simply because they don't know how to eat them, I guess. What's the starch made from, say, the inside of a grain? Oh, it's the staple food in China, Vietnam, Japan.
Oh.
A little grain, you know, this is the kind of starchy thing.
Rice?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is a dry county, Buck County.
Yes,
dry.
It is.
Do they have any name for the illegal whiskey that may come?
Bootleg.
They would call anything like moonshine?
I think it's mostly bootleg. They might say moonshine, but it's mostly bootleg.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the term splow?
No, I haven't.
Okay. When something's cooking and it really makes a good impression, I walk in the door, I might say, just...
And that smells good.
You mentioned syrup earlier. Do you have any other kind of similar breakfast food? Thick, kind of liquid?
Well, honey.
Do you ever have molasses?
No, we don't have molasses.
Let's see. Syrup still made any around here?
Just very few places.
What's it usually made of?
Sugar cane.
This is good syrup, not imitation syrup, you might say, this is...
pure syrup.
What else? Oh, say there's a little leather belt. So this isn't imitation leather.
It's a genuine.
Mm-hmm. Sugar is, say, sold retail, already put in packages, but wholesale it may be sold in.
Book.
Mm-hmm. Another kind of breakfast food, one that my favorite, you can get it. I think I have a whole collection of glasses like this that it came in.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. Any other thing very similar to jelly?
Preserves, jam.
What's the difference between, say, jelly and preserves and jam?
Well, your jelly has all the fruit strained out of it. It's a clear product, and your jams and preserves have the fruit left in it.
Hmm. What do you usually have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Say if there's a bowl of fruit, peaches and apples, and somebody offers you a peach, you say, no, give me